With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Air travel in Europe now getting back on track following Friday's widespread tech outage.
After a global tech disruption, airlines are rushing to get back on track. Transport providers are rushing to get their systems back online after long disruptions due to a widespread technology outage. The biggest continuing effect is on air travel, after carriers canceled thousands of flights with planes and crews being stranded in the wrong place. But at some of Europe's biggest airports, operations are more or less returning to normal. At the heart of the massive disruption is CrowdStrike, a cybersecurity firm providing software to companies worldwide. CrowdStrike says the outage happened when it deployed a faulty update, noting the issue was not a security incident or a cyber attack. Mimi Montgomery, London.
Also at SRNnews.com, Vietnam's long-serving leader Nguyen Phu Trong has died. BBC correspondent Michael Bristow.
It took many by surprise when Nguyen Phu Trong was chosen as head of the Vietnamese Communist Party in 2021. After all, he was well past the official retirement age and had already served the maximum two terms. The fact that he didn't step down shows how powerful he'd become in a country where the head of the party is supposed to be only one of four top leaders. In office, Mr. Trong tightened party discipline and tried to tackle corruption. He kept on good terms with both China and the US.
Nearly three dozen Democrats on Capitol Hill now say it is time for Joe Biden to leave the presidential race. Massachusetts Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren says Vice President Kamala Harris is ready to step up. Donald Trump will be holding his first public rally since being wounded last week. He will be joined by his new running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, in Michigan. This is SRN News. A fight for religious freedom in Indiana.
John Kluge is a high school music teacher who won't refer to boys as girls and girls as boys because of his Christian faith. At first, Brownsburg High School accommodated him, then it reversed itself, telling Kluge he would have to embrace transgenderism or lose his job. He quit and filed suit, now standing before the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. America's courts are beginning to fill up with similar cases. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal Appeals Court panel has ruled Tennessee is not discriminating against transgender people by not allowing them to change the sex designation on their birth certificates. In a 2-1 decision, the sixth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals found there is, quote, no fundamental right to a birth certificate recording gender identity instead of biological sex. This is SRN News. Democrats in the state legislature majority rejecting the New Mexico governor's so-called crime plan.
Democrats shun Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's proposals to enhance criminal penalties, restrict panhandling, and expand involuntary detention and treatment for mental health problems. The legislature instead passed a bill to expand pilot programs for voluntary treatment of people with severe mental illness and addiction problems, and a $100 million emergency aid package for wildfire recovery. Republicans found common cause with the second-term Democratic governor in her push for criminal justice reforms ahead of the November elections. John Scott reporting.
Thousands of workers at Disney properties in California voting to authorize a potential strike. Strike authorization approved by an overwhelming margin. The election was held by a coalition of four different unions. More details at SRNnews.com.